This podcast may contain scary, disturbing, or disgusting content. You have been warned. Hello everyone, welcome to Anomalous. I'm Dr. Eggs, and this week I'm proud to present the Keter class object SCP-4999, someone to watch over us. SCP-4999 is a humanoid entity of unknown origin. The only thing that remains constant about its appearance between manifestations are that it is a middle-aged male and that it is wearing dark formal wear. It's very rare for SCP-4999 to manifest, but when it does, it only manifests for humans who are dying alone, and it's more likely to manifest if the human lives alone, is non-religious, is impoverished or homeless, has a history of mental illness, has never been convicted of violent crime, has no living family, is unmarried or otherwise lacks a significant other, has little to no social standing in society, has had no significant professional or personal achievements, or has no mutually beneficial relationships with other humans.
Everyone, Dr. Jax here. Don't mind if I interrupt, Dr. Eggs, do you? SCP-4999 engages in the same behavior every time it manifests. It will be silent and mostly unmoving and will light a cigarette for itself before offering one to the dying person. If they accept, 499 will light it and stick it in their mouth. If not, it will stick the second cigarette back in its pack before sitting silently. No victims have ever recoiled or resisted 4999. Its presence seems to be calming effects for all those it appears to. They do not notice it, though, and have always been recorded breaking into tears upon seeing it or when thinking it when offering a cigarette. Upon the subject's death, 4999 will demanifest, and the only thing left behind to suggest it ever been there is the cigarette, and if the person has accepted it, it has never been tested on, and even attempting to test on it has been forbidden due to these ethical concerns. Alright, see ya.
Hold on, what? How did he get in? I left the front door open. I'll close it later. Anyway, SCP-4999 was discovered due to it becoming a bit of a creepypasta. The Foundation became interested after photographic evidence started surfacing. A disinformation program was put into effect to keep the entity as nothing more than an urban legend to the public. In the years following SCP-4999's discovery, the Foundation discovered records of an entity behaving similarly to 4999. While sightings have been more common in the age of cameras, records have been found as far back as a few thousand years ago. How they know of its existence before cameras when it only manifests to one person who is dying is unknown currently. Because SCP-4999 doesn't manifest before more than one person at a time, and that it only manifests to people who are dying, SCP-4999 basically contains itself. Any pictures or videos of 4999 found by the Foundation are to be confiscated, and anyone who has witnessed them are to be amnesticized, to keep it as nothing more than an urban legend. I hope you enjoyed this episode just as much as I enjoyed making it. This week's SCP was written by Cadaver Commander. If the SCP universe interests you, you might also like the YouTube channels The Rubber, Dr. Bob, SCP Explained, Detective Void, and SCP Animated. All information, as well as the podcast itself, is licensed under the CCBY-SA 3.0 copyright license. If you enjoy the podcast, please consider subscribing, giving us a good review on Apple Podcasts, or sending us a voice message. You can also submit SCPs for me to cover via the link in the description. See ya!